have to see where they're at. You know, I could find out early today. We could find out at some point tomorrow. So I think we've just got to manage it as best we can and see where we're at going into the game. It's all right being fit to play, but you've got to be fit to perform. And I think that's what we've got to work out in the next 2 days.
England captain Joe Root talking yesterday on the fitness of Johnny Bairstow, Ben Stokes and the rest of this English team. One test to go. 3-0 up in the series, Australia, as we get set for Hobart tomorrow. Great to welcome back Henry Moran from BBC Sport, who's out here. He's been covering the entire Ashes series. He's seen the worst and he's seen some of England's best in the last test in Sydney as well. Henry, welcome back to the show.
Lovely to be with you. I think that the comeback is on. We can extend the series by a few games. The tide is turning for my brave boys.
Oh, that's very good. Henry, you've covered the series so well. If there was one lesson you think England can take out, there's obviously more than one, but if there was one that they could take out of what's been a bit of a nightmare tour, what do you think it is going forward?
Probably that they need to get somebody getting a bit of a score at some point. And we saw the difference that that made with Johnny Bairstow in that first innings at Sydney. When he got that 100, it completely shifted the whole dynamic of the game. And suddenly you've got a situation where the draw is a possibility and you're not just in a position where you're desperately hoping for a miracle or the weather. You've actually got a little bit of a foothold in the game because you've taken some miles out of the legs of the Australian bowlers. You've given something to cheer about. You've given a little bit of hope and expectation. And so things can shift. And so first innings runs, we've always known that was going to be the thing that England needed if they were going to get anywhere in this series. And all throughout, that's where they've struggled. They've barely passed 200 on most occasions. So when they got those runs in the first innings at Sydney, it set things up for what was, in the end, a pretty positive outcome for England. There's two types of draws in sport. You get the ones, if we look at it with a football analogy, there's a big difference between scoring a last-minute equaliser and conceding a last-minute goal when you're leading. And that one felt like they were coming back at the last minute and just snatching that draw away from the defeat. So there's a little bit more positivity around the England camp. And I think there might just be a little bit of a sense that this week could go a bit better for them. Conditions will suit them. End of a series. There's no such thing as a dead rubber in Ashes cricket. We know that. But England will just feel there's a point to prove. And now they've got at least one foot in this Ashes series, they might just have a little bit more confidence.
Are you expecting Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes to play at this stage? There was a feeling last night there's still a chance?
Yeah, it's a weird one, this, because we spoke to Joe Root yesterday at the ground in Hobart, and he was quite clear that it's going to be a bit touch and go until the game starts, and we're going to have to see how the next couple of days goes. And what we know about Johnny Bairstow is he got a nasty blow on the thumb, and there is some suggestion that there is a chipped bone in his thumb. And whether you then look to think, is it worth risking him? Do you carry on playing? And a bit of it, I suppose, will come down to the player himself. Does he want to be out there? Does he want to be playing? And his thing will be, well, look, I've got back in the side. I've got 100. This is my opportunity to cement my place. So he'll be thinking that he wants to do that. Ben Stokes is a slightly different issue because side strains, as we've seen with Josh Hazlewood, they're awkward injuries. And they're ones that you can keep you out for a long time. So depending on what role they want Ben Stokes to play, whether they're happy for him just to bat with the risk that, yeah, he could exacerbate that injury, but it probably won't be as dangerous as he's bowling as well, then maybe he would play. And bearing in mind he's one of England's senior batters, they may just take that risk. So I think it's going to be interesting to see. What we do know, I think, more than likely is that Sam Billings is going to get a test debut because Josh Butler's back home. Yes, Ollie Pope kept well when he stood in for him, but it's more likely than not that Sam Billings will be lining up for England tomorrow.
Henry, I'm not sure many England players will come out of this this Australian tour better off or having their reputations enhanced. In fact, I can't think of many, except for maybe Mark Wood. I feel like he's the one that has shown that he can bowl quick. We've always known that he can bowl quick, but bowled some really good spells, seemed to be the one bowler that troubled Australia. He certainly troubled David Warner, and even his contributions with the bat haven't been that bad. Is that a fair statement that he's maybe one of the only players to come out of this tour better?
Yeah, there's not many of them, and he's certainly one. We know that he's a really quick bowler, as you say, for years. It's just whether he can get on the field consistently. And he's done that this tour. He's really shown he's put a marker down that he can bowl up 150 clicks regularly and that he can be someone that can trouble the world's best. So that is certainly a huge positive from England's point of view, and that he's shown that he can work without breaking down, and that's always been his issue a little bit. So he's somebody that there's no doubt about that he's a real success story from this tour. He had his birthday a couple of days ago, And he'll be going into this test match hoping to play and hoping to really finish the series with a sort of glut of wickets that probably his bowling has deserved, but not necessarily got. The interesting one was whether Jimmy Anderson will play in this test match, because there's quite a lot of talk that he may be rested, but he'll be somebody that is desperate to finish his Australian Ashes career, because I can't see him coming back age 43 next time round. He'll be desperate to finish with a little bit of a bang, and you'd have thought Hobart, pink ball, this is a pretty good opportunity for him to finish with some wickets. So interesting to see how England go with that, and they'll look to see if they can finish the series with a bit of positivity, because they certainly need it. There's not been a huge amount to talk about back home, and people will be desperate to see them doing well, because let's not forget, 3-1 looks an awful lot different from 5-0, which is how it felt inevitably that it was going to be, what, even 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. Chris Silverwood back with the group, but for how long? Could a decision be made as soon as they arrive back in England? What's your feeling there? And it seems like now Joe Root will continue on as captain into 2022?
It seems that way. He's not committed to it one way or the other. And the question is, with Joe Root, I suppose, is whether he wants to, but also he's got this slight pressure of who else does it, because there's no real guaranteed selections apart from Ben Stokes, who's had injury problems. So what do you do if you're Joe Root and you're not necessarily wanting to continue the captaincy? You probably feel a bit of an obligation, because there's no other standout candidates that are going to consistently be picked. As for Chris Silverwood, well, it's a difficult one. He's gone into a World Cup where T20 World Cups are funny, because England could easily have won that tournament. The way they played against Australia absolutely dominated in that group stage game. I might just throw that out there.
You've got to take something, I suppose, Henry.
Yeah, come on. It's been small offerings in the last few weeks. But and then the way the tournament sort of slipped away, they could easily have won that competition. T20 World Cups are like that. The Ashes, England weren't expected to do well, but I think the nature of the tumbling away in those first three games doesn't look particularly good for him, and there's a lot of pressure on Chris Silverwood. It'll be really interesting to see how they work things out at the end of the tour. Ashley Giles is the supremo of English cricket. He said lots to talk about when they get back home, and there will be. And so we'll have to wait and see on that one. But again, who's the candidate that steps in to replace him is always a few things. It's all well and good making the change, but you need to know who's coming in to replace it.
Well, we might have one for you, Henry, because we were talking about this earlier in the show this morning. The feeling more and more by the day is that Justin Langer won't be offered a new contract from Cricket Australia. Would he be someone of interest to the ECB?
Not after we saw the way he treated that nice bin at Headingley. We can't be having him running around and whacking all of our nice furniture across our dressing room. No, well, there is some talk that the shift will be made, and Gary Kirsten's a name that's been mentioned. He's a possibility. There's all sorts of suggestions that he's already sort of making a little bit of a pitch towards that job, whether they look to somebody inside the English game, or whether actually they change the structure of it. Because what they've done is they've given Chris Silverwood the absolute control over selection, how the team operates across white ball and red ball cricket. And it's a heck of a lot of work for one person. And if things start going wrong, where's the resilience in terms of support? And that's the issue that they've got. So whether they'll look to change the system back to how it was, maybe split the coaching between white ball and red ball, who knows? I saw Trevor Bayliss mentioned as a possible replacement for Justin Langer. He did a brilliant job with the England side. And so the merry-go-round is an interesting one. I personally would love to see Jason Gillespie as part of the England setup. He nearly got the job in 2015. He's well-respected in the English game. He's somebody that's a real thinker on the game. And so, you know, who knows which way it'll go, but whatever way you look at it, there's pressure on Silverwood and there's pressure on shifts in England cricket, because it's always the way with Ashes series. Only once in the last 100 years, and here's a stat for you, has the 11 from the final Ashes test match in Australia survived, all of them. Of that time, every single series, one player in the 11 in the final Ashes test in Australia has never played for England again.
That's amazing.
Ashes series do that to England sides. It's something that happens when things go wrong down under. There tends to be a little bit of a shelf life in those that have been involved in the debacle.
Now, Henry, I've got to ask you this question. It's been a difficult tour for England and the like, but it's different when you're touring during a pandemic. But what's been your non-cricket experience, your non-cricket highlight of Australia so far?
Oh, my non-cricket highlight of Australia. Well, that is a very good question. I had a good New Year's Eve. It was really enjoyable. I went to, I found a park in Melbourne. I saw the fireworks going up across Melbourne. We were going to go to Sydney, but we couldn't quite get there in time because of various flight change and everything else. And that was beautiful, because normally New Year's Eve for me is watching the rainfall in England in the cold. So it was nice to be out and about doing something. And just, which is one thought I had, whether it just from a British sporting perspective, I was wondering if Michael Massey, the guy in the Formula One, might be available to work on the final Ashes test match. I think isn't the rules are if you're winning for the entirety of it, and then at the end you just shift the rules, and then you might be able to come back and take the trophy. Is that the rules?
No, I appreciate the
final session.
Yeah, we appreciate the fact you're trying anything,
that's
Henry.
Gold, Henry.
It's just fantastic. I've been following along your social media, always do, but right across this tour as well, and I've just seen that. Maybe just as the back end of tours start to wind down a little bit and everyone's sort of starting getting ready to go home, but you're one of your partners in crime from the BBC, Alex Hartley's rocked into town, and she looks very much up for a good time in terms of commentary, but a good time in finding her way around town as well. Has it given you a bit of life for the second part of this tour?
Yeah, well, we've got the women's Ashes to look forward to.
Yeah.
So we're staying out for that, and we're looking forward to seeing if England's women can do a little bit better than the men have managed. And we're planning a trip to the Modern Art Gallery in Hobart this morning, so we're going to see if we can do that. She insisted that we went on a little journey on those electric scooters yesterday as well, so we've had a little explore of Hobart. So she's bringing a little bit of energy to the team, which is nice. And, you know, it's a bit of positivity going to this final test match that maybe everybody needs, maybe England need as well. And just that sense that the last game, you never know what could happen because everyone's feeling ready for the departure, ready to get going. And funny things happen in final test matches. So Alex has brought the energy. England maybe will just have one final little flurry of energy as well. And, you know, if it finishes 3-1, then I think we'll have the moral victory. Does that count?
Yeah, we'll give you that one. You just never know. Henry, it's our last week on the summer edition of the show before we hand it back to the regular host. So a big thanks. You've been fantastic over the last 6 weeks with us. We always appreciate your time and always appreciate you finding a few minutes for us. So enjoy the rest of the tour.
Always a pleasure. Speak to you guys soon.